Hello, welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Evermore Proclaim. We're really looking at just incredibly iconic Christmas carols and how there are incredible truths in these Christmas carols. And, because they're so familiar to us, we often sing them without ever thinking about where they come from or the truths that are found in these Christmas carols. And the one we looked at this past Sunday was Hark the Herald. I'm sure you can kind of sing that out in your head. A herald was someone who brought news, and so he's basically proclaiming something that's important. Hark the Herald, the angels sing, glory to the newborn king. The passage we looked at was Luke 2, and verse 8, it says this, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you, and you will find a baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest in heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." I mean, Christmas is so familiar to us because it's something that we celebrate as a holiday, as traditions. The things that we do with the Christmas carols and Christmas Eve services and, presents and gifts and family and food. Sometimes it's easy to forget the incredible good news of what we're talking about here. And when I think back to try to imagine what it would be like in that night when the shepherds are out there, I mean, at night, it would have been pitch black. The only light they had would have been candlelight or maybe a lantern or something like that, a fire that they have out there. And then all this light comes and all these angels are coming and they're praising God and giving the message of what's happening. The newborn king has come, the Messiah. And he came, the angels came to shepherds. These are common people. They're not the important people, the power brokers of society. These are just guys like you and me, dads, out there in the field working with sheep. And angels came to them and saying, look, there's incredible news. There's a new king. And, God is overjoyed and he's bringing peace to all those on earth. There's going to be incredible joy for all the peoples because of this new king. And the shepherds go and they see the baby and it says they started to tell everybody what happened. So when we sing Hark the Herald, glory to this newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, that this newborn king came during Christmas and these angels proclaimed it and then the shepherds turned around and proclaimed it. And I think when we get the magnitude of what Christmas is, it's normal in our hearts to not only proclaim God for who he is, that Jesus Christ came to save sinners, God in the flesh, but it should become normal to us to proclaim that to others because it's incredible news. And I think what happens is sometimes we get so caught up in the traditions of Christmas that we forget the incredible news that we should be reminded of every time this year comes around. God, I pray that you help us to have that heart that the angels had and the shepherds had, the angels who were praising God, the shepherds who were praising God. Lord, help us to focus on who you are during this Christmas season, that we would praise you. Make us into heralds, that we would become carriers of the incredible news of who you are. And we ask that in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Take a second and think through just the beauty and the majesty that God himself would come in the flesh, that you could be reconciled to him. Till next time, God bless.